USA Radio News.
Today at the White House press briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar laid out the four pillars in President Donald Trump's new drug policy.
First, increased competition. Second, increased and better negotiation. Third, incentives to actually lower list prices. And fourth, lowering out-of-pocket costs.
Fresh off his meeting today in North Korea with Kim Jong-un, we also heard from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on what North Korea can expect if the summit goes well.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends. The United States looks forward to continued close cooperation with our South Korean allies on this issue and many others.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Congress tells the White House it needs to wrap up its work on a renegotiated trade deal soon, or its work will have all been for nothing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says Congress needs to get notice of a NAFTA deal soon, saying the Trump administration has until May 17th to submit a notice of a deal on a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement if lawmakers are to vote on it before a new Congress is sworn in. That's because under the fast-track negotiating law, there are notification periods before the president could sign a new deal and before Congress could begin considering it. Officials from Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. have been meeting in Washington this week to try to work out a revised deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Tim Kaine announced today that he will vote against President Donald Trump's nominee for CIA Director Gina Haspel. Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, said his main objections came from her ties to enhanced interrogation techniques used in the aftermath of 9/11. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Anxiety, not depression, is a leading mental health issue among kids these days. That's at least according to a new study that was published in April by the Journal of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics. Based on the data that was collected, children ages 6 through 17, researchers found have a 20% increase in a diagnosis of anxiety from between 2007 and 2012. Sarah Wilson is author of a new book titled First You Make the Beast Beautiful, A New Journey Through Anxiety. She discusses why she believes more children these days are being diagnosed with anxiety.
I believe that, and I've spoken to a lot of experts in this area in the journey of writing this book, is that a lot of what we're doing as with our children and even as adults is we're emulating the anxious experience. So it might not even be that we have a trigger for our anxiety. And if you speak to anyone who's got anxiety, they often say, I don't know what's making me anxious. What I think is happening today is that the way that we're living replicates the fight or flight response in our brains. So the toggling, the constant switching between screens, running from one activity to the next. You know, we no longer have a day of rest, you know. Generations before us had at least one day where they spent it away from work and relaxing and spending time with family and often in spiritual kind of, you know, pursuits. So all of this stuff is making us go way too fast.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.